Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us, this show, to be heard worldwide live over the internet. Today it is February the 10th, 2021. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in Los Molinos, California. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We await for more people to join in. I see one caller is here. Feel free to say your name and location. But only if you want to. And we wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to show up, as those two folks are very important for this show. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, it's Debbie Costa Mesa.
Welcome to you, Debbie.
Thank you, dear. Hi, everybody.
You're welcome, honey. And the next door? Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
How about you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm taking a couple of webinars.
All right. Oh, joy.
Yeah, I'm finding that I'm very short on time. But...
Uh-huh.
Oh, there we go. One of them is starting right now. Okay, there we go. Somebody come on?
Several did.
Oh.
Here's the next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni. Good evening to you.
Thank you. Same here.
Hi, Joni.
Thank you.
Hi.
And the next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
And the next caller, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil.
Welcome, Cecil. Good evening.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, family.
All right. And for those folks joining in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. Questions and answers with the Elohim, and feel free to submit a question per email to win. To the email address of questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome the next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Good evening, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, people. Positive greetings.
Thank you. Same to you.
Raiden?
Yes?
This is Joni in St. Louis. I'm so fascinated with your first name. How did you get that? I think it's a beautiful name.
Oh, I got it from my father.
Yes? It's very nice.
I like Joni also.
Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Terry in Nevada.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everyone.
Excellent. And for those listening in on BBS Radio Online, and if you're not familiar with it, right after this show at 7 p.m., we do our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call. You can only participate per phone. You can find the phone number at the website wholeplanethealing.com, and I'm also giving you here in it now. After I welcome the next person, good evening. Please say your name and location.
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Janine.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, everybody.
And the phone number for Hopeland Healing is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-OUT. And I welcome the next two callers. Please say your names and location.
It's Wynn and Sedona.
Welcome,
Hi,
Wynn.
Wynn.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome,
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Hi.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, Heis, and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome,
Hi,
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry and Sola.
Good
Hi,
evening,
Terry.
Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
And someone else, Janine, welcome. Please say your name and location. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
Marty, it's Lauren from Fort Washington.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren.
Hi.
And if you just joined in online through BBS, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. And again, I will say the email address to submit questions is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda in Saskatchewan.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
But only if you're Wanda. Welcome, Wanda.
And Joy in Squim, Washington.
Hi, Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
Hi, ho.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
Woof.
All right, so we're here, 67. Here, one. Wynn and Terry, are you ready to bring the show on the air where we mute the phone lines?
Is Wynn here?
Wynn is here, alive and kicking.
Alive anyway.
How about Wynn?
Terry, are you ready?
I'm never ready.
never ready.
The question isn't, are you ready? Are you willing?
I'm willing.
All right.
I'm willing.
We greatly appreciate you, Terry. Fantastic.
Okay.
Many do. Not only on this side of the veil.
Yeah, how did you sneak in here, Terry?
Me?
How could you leave heaven behind?
Okay, let's get started.
It is, I will mute the dings. It is the 10th of February.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is February 10th, 2021. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I'm going to preempt our normal thing we do on Wednesday. Normally, people ask questions, and we answer questions. And even the people that are regularly asking questions, except for one, didn't ask questions tonight. And I don't think you should make up questions just to ask them. And I'm sure when I start promoting this to some new people, which I will, there will be a lot of people with questions. And I think tonight I'm going to do a series of questions on what we are doing on Whole Planet Healing. And get, since it's a co-creation with them, let them come in, and everybody on this call, would you like to say your name and your city? Okay. Why are all these people coming in? I think we're starting at 7:10, right? Let's see. And they are all anonymous. Okay. So, hi.
I did it already. Strange. I will do it again.
Okay. Now, in case somebody happens to be listening or is new on this call tonight or is listening on BBS and is new, then let me tell you. I'm just looking here. Why? The console looks different to me. Have you noticed that, guys? Hang on. Oh, yeah, here we go. We're muted. We're recording. And who's making all that noise?
That'll be me.
I don't may not be you, Terry. Okay. Okay. Whole Planet Healing is a call we've been doing that we do every night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's different than any of our other calls. If you're listening on BBS for the first time, if it sounds intriguing, I will leave you the phone number before this call is done so you can access it. And the call seems to be accomplishing two or three things, okay? First of all, it has a very unique energy to it. I am not hosting the call. I'm on it, usually, but I don't have to be, because what's happened is the people who have become regulars on our calls have learned how to hold the energy. Not everybody, but enough where on this call, it's not a normal conference call. Nothing we do is normal. I mean, we're having conversations with a source that says they created the universe. Another source is, well, everybody knows this, the Group Soul of Graduates. And for a long time, that was quite a novelty. And it's interesting. And to some extent, let's see, who, Terry, are you making noise? Are you moving around?
Yeah. I'm going to mute myself.
I mean, I don't like to mute you because then if I call on you, I can't get you there. You want me to mute you?
No.
I'll mute you and then Heis can unmute you.
I did. I muted myself. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. All right. So, you know, this call is not static. The whole thing we're doing is not static. It has motion to it. And if it doesn't maintain motion and momentum, it starts to lose its momentum. I'm repeating the same word, and that's not the right thing. You know what I mean. It's like, I mean, there's so much that we can learn, and we've learned a lot, an enormous amount. And, okay, I'm sure there's things that we've left out, but I think most of us who are regulars on this call have learned more than they ever knew they could learn in this lifetime. And at a certain point, there is, what do you do with that? Too much you was given, much is expected. And whole planet healing is an opportunity for everyone to contribute. You don't have to be one of the people taking on something, but you could be one of the people that occasionally calls in the light. You could be one of the people that fulfills one of the other roles. But the idea is, just by the nature of your contributing, you're taking a step forward in your own path, as well as the path of this call. So you don't have to. You're just by showing up, you're contributing. And these calls, like questions and answer calls, should be for new people. Because the people that are regulars have, you know, been asking questions just to keep the cup full. But at a certain point, we have to become players, not just like audience. You know, in Zen, some of you may know this, in Zen, at a certain point, the student is supposed to kill the teacher, right? And, of course, that doesn't mean they're going to shoot the teacher or anything like that. But what it means is the student has to not think that he doesn't know anything anymore, that he himself has become a master. And believe it or not, many of you have developed a certain mastery as a result of these calls. And you know when you have, because you come to the calls and you want something more. Even when you come for years, it comes to that point, you say, I have a sense of accomplishment. And what are you going to do in your life to go to the level of accomplishment, you know? And it can be in our group or it can be outside of our group. But there's a point where it gets stale when there's not a next step. And I'm working on my next step, okay? And let me see here if anyone sent a question. Feeling sorry for me. He says, "Wynn, you don't have any questions tonight?" Oh, no. It's okay with me. Hang on, I'm in the wrong email there. There we go. We just have John Harlech's question for tonight, and I'll get to it. And I'm going to do some questions about whole planet healing. And Terry, are you there? Are you unmuted?
I am. I'm here.
You there?
Oh, okay. Dear.
What's the matter?
I thought that I was muted, but because I don't think you heard me, but I muted myself, but I just unmuted.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to unmute everybody, and I'm going to see if they have any questions they want to ask about whole planet healing before we start the channeling. So, just a moment.
Unmuted.
Anybody have a question that they would like to put forth?
I do.
You do?
Yes, I would. You know, I think it was very important what Lauren suggested, that to a certain level of magnitude, earthquakes are a good thing for Mother Earth to release energies, unless it goes, you know, over the top, which seems to be around 4.1, then it becomes a point where we need to ask for those energies to calm down and become less. Now, what I'm saying over here, and what Lauren suggested, I wonder, is that the right point?
I actually got
the point. Yeah. So kind of like you, what I see it as is that, is it so that like four or less in magnitude is something we need to support, and 4.1 or higher we need to ask for calming energies?
I don't think it's that simple.
Okay.
Because sometimes it can be an indication of something larger coming in a buildup.
Right. Depending on which area it is, too, probably, right?
Yes.
So it would be nice to get a better hold of it to see what we need to support in you know, continuing magnitude, and what we need to put in the light for reduced magnitude.
Yes, and there's another factor too, and there is sometimes it's an underground explosion, let's say that it doesn't have any four shock wave, it can be some kind of a man-made explosion underground.
But then you talk about man-made issues, mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, like if there may be addressing an underground base of some sort.
And then
there are other sites that like sometimes address that kind of a thing. There can be a swarm, and if they don't have any foreshock and a little wave beforehand, and if they're at the same level, a bunch at the similar level, they can be man-made explosions on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So maybe
you know what? Let's just leave it open ended and let them bring in the distinctions. You know?
Right. They're going to get some guidelines on it for, you know, relation to what Jennifer is doing. She's a great job, but it would be nice to get some guidelines on it.
I don't think Jennifer is Jennifer. Yeah. Oh, there's Jennifer. Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is it okay if I ask them, like, any suggestions for what would make it for what you do? Okay.
Yes. Can I ask a question, though, too? I have a question. The way that I'm doing it, I try to make it, I start at one point, usually Ring of Fire somewhere over there, usually Hawaii, and then we start around the Ring of Fire. I try to make it cohesive, so as we move along, the energies follow us. Does that make sense? Am I doing it the right way? Am I supposed to do it slow, or should I do jump around from hot spot to hot spot? That's really what my question is.
Well, right. No, the flow is good because the flow goes from New Zealand, and it goes two ways. It goes around the Pacific Ocean, up the east coast of the of China continent, and Russia and Japan in that area, and goes around Alaska, and the energy actually progresses gradiently around. It's going in a certain direction, and it's having similar size earthquakes as it goes.
Yes.
The other direction that it goes, it will break and it will go across China and Russia and into the Mediterranean. It'll go Turkey and up into Europe and out eventually into the Atlantic.
Another quick question. When I do this, I feel as though it feels right to me, let's put it that way, to stop over these hot spots like the ones in Indonesia, the ones in Japan. You know, I stop over those areas. I don't want to waste a lot of time, but it feels to me when we stop over there and we really focus our energies down on those hot spots, but that's a good thing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that it?
Okay. It's very good. Okay. It's very good. Yes.
I would think so. Okay. I would think so.
I don't want to make it as long. I mean, I could just go on and on. I want to make it timely, but I also want to have a flow to it. You know, I don't want to just jump from one place to the other. Okay.
No, you're doing a good job with that.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see what they say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to hear this. Yeah, I want to make it better, you know.
I was going to do this privately with them, but I said this is a good opportunity, and everyone that comes to this call, you know, comes to most of everyone. If any of you snuck in there, it's okay. But most everyone comes to Whole Planet Healing, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right. Anyone else have something?
Yes. Joy and Swim.
Yes, Joy.
I'd like to know their viewpoint of what I'm doing. One of the things that you suggested is to make myself credible, and I've been struggling with how to make myself credible. I don't know. I don't want to spend time talking about me. I feel
Joy, making yourself credible can be very fast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, your demeanor makes you credible. So you just need an excuse to say a couple things. You know, Hi, my name is Joy. I've studied metaphysics all my life. I love life. I love people. And that's why I'm here. Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
You get it? Now you're credible, right?
Okay.
I mean, you think you want to say, well, I have a PhD and I went to dancing school. No, they're not relevant. That's what's relevant, what I just said.
Okay.
Okay. And when you when you express that with passion and you believe it, other people get it, you know?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Boy, just you, your energy and your voice, it comes across. You have a beautiful energy. Yeah. You're very loving and very warm.
Thanks. I'm feeling warmer.
No, you just have a wonderful feeling about you. Or it's my feeling about you, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. That was my question.
You do. I don't know if you give yourself enough credit on this side, but you have an extraordinary gift, okay? It's a gift of being able to actually radiate joy with no ego, no self-consciousness, and bring everyone into your bubble.
Ah,
okay?
Yeah.
And it's a gift. Not many people can do it, you know? And it doesn't even matter what you say so much.
Uh-huh.
As long as you stick your foot in your mouth a little bit, you know.
That's easy. That's natural.
Yeah,
I have that gift.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if someday you started channeling.
Ah.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Could we get Terry to teach us how to do it? She could teach a class.
No, it's not something somebody can teach you, as far as
I'm
concerned.
Oh, I thought Terry took a class to learn how.
Well, she already, you know, the truth of the matter, she's been taking lessons from a guy who is actually getting lessons from her. She pays him so she can give him lessons.
Wait, what's wrong with this picture?
But in any case,
what you might want to do is read Carla Rickett's handbook for channeling or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, okay. Thank you.
But you know, the thing that might make you a good channel is the fact that you can speak and make it up as you go along, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are not self-conscious about making mistakes, okay? You can
let go. Are
you
talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And
thank you.
You know, everyone I know personally, the channels, or at least the two women I know, they at one point they said, "I think I'm just making this up."
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're making it up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you have to let go, and you know,
trust. You have to trust.
Just start. Well, no, trust it when it proves it itself. When you first start, you don't know. You don't have to trust it. But you have to just be willing, you know, you're probably not going to do it for a big group. And group energy helps bring the energy to it. But let's get started, okay? Father, no one else has a question, right? No. Father, Mother, God. We ask for the presence of the light.
Muted.
To surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy flowing from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our energies so that we are available to each and every person on the call who wishes to be connected with us. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or that's where the voice comes from. We don't come through the computer. That's where the voice comes from. We come directly. However, the voice goes through the circuitry and comes out, and so it is a little bit slower than we as we connect directly to you. And as we connect, we feel your mass of your space, your body, and we are there if you are open to be connected with. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you or can't assist you in some way and add to your understanding of how things are, then disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Well, we're going to bring up the topic of whole planet healing and get some interchange on how we're doing and how we can do it better. And maybe I'll just turn it over to you to talk before I ask any questions, if you want to.
Well, there is a consensus reality. And the consensus reality is made up of all of the opinions and ideas and hologramic interfaces of people in greater or lesser degree, and some will be for something and some will be against something, and so that is all taken into account in the consensus reality when it is moving through the spaces.
Mm-hmm. One thing, when we do our whole planet healing, we go through a lot of topics. We have different sections. In one section, people are putting things into the light. And it's always wonderful to have people participating. But I want to ask the question, are certain things seem more malleable than other things when we put our intention on them? Malleable means... Is that the right word, malleable? I think so.
Could you explain what you mean by that?
Well, it's like certain things are easier to influence than other things.
Well,
and certain things have huge...
If something is easier to influence, it may have a larger number of people that are in agreement with that thing, and that makes it easier to move it forward.
Right. When there's a large number of people that are against it. Okay, like, let's just say, for example, people are saying, I want Trump to win the election. And I put that in the light. Now, there are a large number of people that wanted Trump to win the election. Theoretically,
yes,
it seems as if there was fraud.
And then you have the media, and the media comes along and says, oh, what they say, and this is heard by millions of people in millions of homes, millions of times. And then just the fact of them listening to that and duplicating what is said is adding to the consensus reality to whatever it is that they're promoting.
Yes. But it's still worthwhile putting that in the light if you think that's what's for the highest good, right?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
The strength of your conviction or the intention, strength which you put it forth, it's exponentially has an effect.
Mm-hmm. And could you give it? Is there? Let's suppose a person has a strong view that's different from the people on the call, and they put Biden on into the light to win the election.
And then that goes with the different media outlets. It adds to that. It adds to the people who put up Biden and are wishing for Biden to win. It adds into that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm using Biden and Trump as an election, but there's other things, right?
Like, yes, everything practically that people have an opinion on or are working towards.
Somebody could show up and say, I think all Protestants should be arrested, you know? I put that in the
And then that probably wouldn't have a lot of impact.
Right.
Yes.
And let's see what else. We ask, I ask every day for the deactivation of the coronavirus. Does that have any impact?
Yes. However, you have millions of people across the world that are wearing masks, and every time anyone puts it on or thinks of it, it's they think of the coronavirus, and that will add to the manifestation of that potential reality.
Mm-hmm. But it does no harm for me to say it, because it just puts something out there that can potentially grow.
Right. It's very beneficial. When you put it out there, it adds up with all of the other people who are listening and working toward that to happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do notice there. For a while, people were saying there's no such thing as a coronavirus. But some people were and some people weren't. Some people say you need to wear masks. Some people say don't wear masks. It makes it worse. And then we have a vaccine.
Then you have the governor saying everybody in the state has to wear a mask in a public place and putting it in as a law. And so then that will add to it.
Well, Jesus said, you know, give unto God that which is God, and give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. So if the governor says, wear a mask, would that be like giving unto Caesar that which is Caesar's?
Well, if people would give it that validity, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're breaking the law, and in some cases, they could be fined or go to jail because it's a law, you know? What do you do when laws become unethical, put you in a state of having to do something unethical that you wouldn't normally do? How do you relate to that?
You might wish to get enough people together to have the law revoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a difficult one because, and that does happen. For example, in California, people were told not to go to church, but they could go to other stores and do their shopping, like the big box stores, like Costco and everything. And I think that's been changed.
In some states, it's been changed.
Yeah.
Some states, it hasn't.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of our present format? And any suggestions?
It's getting better and better and more. It's smoother and smoother. And it will continue to get that way as people get more experience with doing it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the call has gotten longer as well. And
longer?
Yeah, it's like going sometimes to 9:15, and sometimes it's my fault because I'm critiquing people right on the call, and sometimes they pick a longer passage to read, and the energy doesn't drop, actually. But for certain people, I notice people, when it gets really long, you know, it seems like for retaining the people on the call, 45 minutes to an hour, and maybe closer to 45 minutes.
Yes, so to keep the call shorter is very good. And perhaps on the last section, it could be streamlined.
You mean the part that I do?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have streamlined it tremendously from how we first started.
Yes.
And, okay. And when we go through the earthquakes, there's this idea that certain smaller earthquakes release tension to prevent a bigger one from happening. Okay?
Well, this is possible that it could release in increments rather than into one big break.
Mm-hmm.
It is entirely possible to a swarm of lower magnitude.
Is it also possible in situations where smaller ones could lead to a bigger one?
That is also possible.
So we don't really know just by looking at current events, which is the case.
There are patterns that tend to lead to larger ones where the smaller ones would be increasing in intensity, or whether the smaller ones are decreasing in intensity would tend to indicate that it was settling down.
Yes. So when Jennifer is looking at the earthquake volcano map, do you have any guidance about how detailed she should get when she goes through that. If it's
to place the on earthquakes, as you had mentioned, larger than four, and certainly as the magnitude increases, to increase the attention to say what it is, and that it, because the earthquake, the energy flows like a river, and so it goes in a certain direction, and as it hits weaknesses in the crust, then experiences earthquakes. And then the energy continues to move on in the direction. For instance, as mentioned earlier, starting to see with a large deep earthquake in area off of New Zealand, and then moving to shallower and stronger earthquakes in a ring around that area where the deep earthquake had been. And then moving, the energy moves across the Pacific Ocean to South America, and it also can move, it moves north and around the Ring of Fire and down. So in time, as it progresses, there would be earthquakes leaving, leading to other earthquakes in the pattern that they normally follow. And then moving across the United States around where the border is of the plate, and moving around the United States and up the East Coast. To follow pathways in reporting so that people get a sense of how the flow is, so that when it goes across, say, down from Alaska and then in California, begins to move east around the, it's called the craton, the edge of the plate, which is, has weaker points, and it tends to release earthquakes about the area, in the areas of weakness, or where there has been fracking and drilling of oil wells, there can be release of earthquakes. And there can be where there are high tension wires, they have developed into hot spots, and I have earthquakes in the area also.
The high tension wires are triggering the earthquakes? Is that what you're saying?
They're building the energy within the high tension wires, and then it is moving into the ground, creating earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
In weak spots.
Now, what say does the earth have in the creation of an earthquake?
It is a response to the energy that is moving through, and the earth, if it has weakness in the crust, for instance, say along the San Andreas Fault, there is rifts that are weak, and when the energy moves through, it can adjust the layers, can then create, express an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. No.
The fires in California tend to the hot spots that occur tend to be along the fault lines, and the fires tend to be along fault lines. Some of the major mm-hmm. fires.
Okay.
There can be hot spots in the earth as magma or heat from the below rises to the surface, which when of a great enough magnitude can just start a spontaneous fire.
Mm-hmm. And majority of quakes occurring as part of a natural process, or are many of them being created intentionally by geophysical control mechanisms?
Some are being created of that nature, but others are being created by the unintentional creation of the activities of man, not understanding that they have consequences.
Mm-hmm. Like, would fracking be something that could trigger an earthquake?
Yes. It would create a weakness as the drilling went down and water was injected into the deep area of the fracking, creating a cracked crust, shattered area, and then as energy moves through that area, instead of maintaining its integrity, so because of the areas of shatteredness, it would move one layer against another and create an earthquake. So if tracked, many of the earthquakes, say in Iowa or areas of where drilling is, could be tracked to fracking off.
Mm-hmm.
657.
I know, I'm watching. Do you have any specific
suggestions? We would like to please have Rob Ehrlich's question.
You want to do what?
Rob Ehrlich's question.
Yeah, let me ask one or two more questions, and we'll continue, at least on the phone, on this topic for a few minutes, because I'm not sure I covered everything that people asked when I was asking for questions. Let me just the question specifically. If you were going to counsel Jennifer on how she could do better in her presentation, what would you say?
We would say that just she's already comprehended the things we were talking about and is already working on concentrating on areas of the higher earthquakes, and pick a flow and move along the path that the earthquakes have been taking to report, to show the energies move through the earth and then are expressed in areas of weakness. She's mm-hmm. doing very well.
Okay. And how about joy? Any suggestions for joy?
She naturally is doing very, very well, and her natural joy comes through, so she doesn't need a lot of correction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for people putting things in the light, any suggestion to them?
They're doing very well. And putting through the things in the light of interest to the nation, of interest to the weather patterns, of interest to the different areas of anomalies that bring attention and could use a little lightening up. They're doing very well in putting through what is of concern to them, which is of concern not only to them generally, but to many people as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I just want to repeat this. I heard you say it's better for her to for Jennifer to focus on the larger earthquakes. Yes?
Not always, but she has a good grasp of what to focus on.
Okay. All right. And for it's Bob Herlick, right? Is that right, Terry?
Yes.
Bob Herlick. Yes. Yeah. His question was, if people can take two opposing points of view and meld them in their own consciousness in a unity, would this be for the greatest good or not make any difference?
Unity adds strength. And if one could obtain unity and take apart the components of conflict and find the parts in which they would agree and the parts say that they don't agree, and they just, instead of polarizing entirely, recognize they are humans and recognize their good points and find commonalities, instead of polarizing totally that guy's a bad guy, and to find the points of agreement, this could go a long ways towards dissolving the conflict and being able to, if you can find a little bit of a common ground by, he has this good point and that good point, and find a common ground, then it goes a long way towards finding other points that can be looked at and resolved. However, there's another factor here, and that's a third party that is got his finger in the pie, that is trying to create a conflict and is always fanning the flames of dissension, and in which case, this is a whole different ball of wax where the third party is not generally known. He's doing that, and everything is blamed on the two polarized people or groups. And the third party, who is fanning the flames of dissension, is generally left off the hook or left out of it, and so gets away with being able to make the situation worse and worse, and nobody knows quite why. And so watch and see what the components of a conflict are, and take it apart and take a look at it and see what can be resolved or what can't be resolved. And eventually, if you have enough good points, it can dissolve the bad points the openness towards arbitration or the solving of the problem.
Thank you very much. We're going to bring this to a close now. Do you have anything you'd like to share before we end it?
We take a moment and we see that your whole group is adding to the connection and the spiritual connection among people and among realms. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for being here. And if you're interested in going to... What's that?
We are still on BBS.
We're still on BBS? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to
get that plan of healing. We love you, BBS.
Phone number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. And the pin is 250-513. 712-770-4340 and 250-513. And thank you all for listening. And
unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
A whole part of you. Okay.
But love you all. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ben.